Hey guys, this is Laura Vandervoort. I played Kara Kent / Supergirl on Smallville, and you are listening to Always Hold On to Smallville.
Welcome to Always Hold to Smallville. In this podcast, we talk about each and every episode of The Young Superman Show that ran from 2001 to 2011 on the WB and the CW. I'm your host, Zach Moore, and we're back with our mailbag number 7, going through your iTunes reviews, your emails, messages. Won't get to every single one because we get a lot, but we're going to get through a lot of them. And just know that if you've sent something or left something, it has been read and is appreciated. But as always, hold on to Smallville. As always, I cannot go through this. See what guys I did there? Because I said the always.
Yeah.
Cannot go through the mailbag alone. Have my friend Lance Laster.
What's up?
And my friend Nick Rymidoza. What's up, Nick?
Howdy, howdy.
He's back. Nick only does mailbags now. Because he stopped watching Smallville after season 4, as we found out recently.
Yeah, you guys bring me on every single time just so you can rag on me. Yeah. So I guess that's I guess that's a pretty penny. No, I'm eventually gonna get to it. So many new shows have been coming out that I've been watching, and when you're watching this show, is it dated or is this actually still good to watch now?
Yes and no.
Well, nostalgia is a huge factor.
Okay, nostalgia is definitely going to be part of the show because it definitely brings good vibes back for me. But like when it comes to graphics and stuff,
special effects. The earlier season, it's weird. The earlier seasons were dated because they were so old,
right?
And the later seasons are dated because their budget kept getting lower.
Budget. Okay.
So like the middle of the show, I think, is still pretty solid as far as special effects go. Yeah. Whenever they do practical things with cars and helicopters and. But whenever you see like a CGI car, I'm like, that wasn't necessary. Yeah.
Okay. I will get to it and you guys will know. I will be.
But I feel like Smallville knew its limits, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a big reason. I mean, Clark didn't fly for a lot of reasons, but another one is like, well, we can't have Superman flying around all the time. Let's Supergirl on the show and let her fly around all the time. So what am I saying? It's of its time, but that's part of its charm. But also it is have a timeless kind of message and whatnot. So
I will finish the series by the time you guys finish the podcast.
All right, and that's the Nardaw guarantee right there.
Okay.
So
and then I will be there on that last episode if you invite me, and I will tell, or like even if I just come in and give my little 2 cents.
I have some ideas for last episode, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That is my promise. I might watch it at 2x speed, but it'll be my promise. I can see it now. It's going to be the last month that I'm going to be watching.
Do you have Hulu, Nick? I mean, it's really easy.
Yeah, I do. I do have Hulu, and I think I have like the first, well, it's the first 2 seasons, but I have Hulu though.
What is this, Arrow? Yeah, the first 2 seasons and nothing else?
It's one of those where I'm waiting if there's a sale. I've been trying to go digital lately, so because I'm just running out of space for all my Blu-rays and DVDs. So, and hard drives are getting bigger, so it's easier to store things. And streaming has taken over the world now. So, but yeah, podcast promise.
Shooter here first.
Yeah, I was going to say it a date, but I don't know if they know what day we're actually recording.
We're not going to reveal that mystery. No. You'll never know. But yes, we're opening up the mailbag here. And so, hey, let's get started. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
So we have an email from friend of the show, Lauren Wynn, called Mailbag Submission. July 7th, 2020. Testing. What day will you end up reading this on the podcast? Love you bunches, Lauren. Lauren, we love you too. And you're hearing this the first week of December. Yeah. So
This is a perfect way to open. I love that.
5 months later.
That's hilarious.
That's the thing, right? Awesome. I mean, I tried, you know, when we first started the podcast, both of you guys were most
around.
Of my season one guests, right? And yeah. When we got messages and stuff, we kind of read them on the show. We talked about other things. And then, you know, as the podcast found itself, right, after the first year, we kind of settled into a format of like, all right, let's just wait and not respond to all these nice people who have sent in emails for months. And I felt like that's the best way to make your listeners feel like you care. So anyway, that's what we fall into. Yeah, sometimes I will reply if it's like a more pressing question or whatnot. But yes, Lauren is poking fun at the fact that it takes a long time.
Yep.
Because it's funny because people, they'll hear the mailbag, like, oh, well, I want to send an email. Mm-hmm. So you get a good bunch of emails right after. And I'm like, these poor people are going to have to wait so long. But it's worth the wait, right, to hear your name and message read on the podcast. I hope so. So thank you. What a perfect way to start off. So thank you, Lauren, for sending that email.
All right. So next we have a Facebook message from Jessica Sorensen. And it reads, "Hi, Zach. I recently discovered your podcast late last year, and I'm obsessed. Growing up, Smallville was my all-time favorite show. I used to watch it when I went to disc with my dad every evening after school. Even now, Smallville is my top favorite show. I turn to when I just want to sit down and binge watch a show. I love that you are keeping a tally board of things that happened during the show and inspired me to keep my own tally board while I'm rewatching the show with the podcast. I can't wait to hear your views on the later seasons. Keep up the hard work and always hold on to Smallville."
Well, thank you, Jessica. Yes, the tally board. I don't know. Do you remember us talking about that, Lance? Why did I start that? To give us like a...
something fun to do with the podcast.
Something fun to do.
Yeah.
Because like when I talked to you about it, I didn't have like a fully formed idea. And hey, you know, those of you on the Patreon will hear Lance and I's first attempt at the pilot episode.
It's true. Honestly, like you told me like you were going to do a Smallville podcast. I was like, cool. And that was pretty much the end of the
like,
conversation.
Smallville, that's just dated. Who watches that?
Apparently a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, because we joke so much about the hospital and things like that. I'm like, we got to keep... got to keep tabs on this
track,
right? I didn't really have an idea of like exactly what all the categories would be. Obviously, that's part of the fun, right? Listeners suggest something we come across. I'm like, whoa, this is happening a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to Corey Moore, who you'll hear from him in many messages later in this mailbag, going back and counting a lot of things for him. I'm like, you know what? How many times did this happen? And, you know, a couple weeks later, Corey's like, well, I rewatched the whole show, and here's the stats. So thank you. But Nick, what are your thoughts on some of the later seasons of Smallville? Have you seen them?
Way to put me on the spot. As we said before in the podcast promise, eventually I'll get to them and I can give you guys my opinion on that.
Now, so. we're joking around, and this is kind of a follow-up to kind of something we joked about on a previous well back, like you watched a lot when we were on high school together, and we graduated and you're like, well, my friends are gone, so I'm not gonna watch the show they liked anymore, I guess. And then you just kind of fell off watching it. So you didn't really, you knew it was around, but you weren't like watching it. And you kind of know what happens, but you weren't watching it.
Yeah, no one was there to give me the VHS with the fresh new episode.
There it is. Fresh new episode. Very good.
All right. We're going to go into the iTunes review here, as Ruskafin gave us a 5-star review titled.
Gave us a 5-star review, Lance. You hear that? This guy.
Hey, he's part of the show. It's fair.
Again, for those of you who are like, and I feel like I should say this again
every time.
You
have to
like,
do this every
you're
time.
Like, why are you so mean to this nice guy? It's a dynamic we established almost
many
20
moves.
Years ago now.
Yes.
That's how old we are.
Oh my gosh.
Sad.
Yeah.
We were all in band together. I was Nick's section leader in the French horn section.
Nick was Zach's rookie.
Yeah. There you go. Look at it that way.
Yeah.
And so we've kept that dynamic through our whole lives, and it's very condescending, and sometimes I feel bad about it. But it's just so much fun.
It's and I know exactly what I'm getting into, guys. And I know there's no ill intent behind any of the messages. So that's why it's fun, and that's why I'm always coming back. So if the next mailbox are not there, something was said that hurt my feelings.
Oh, man. All right. So anyway, you're talking about how you got this 5-star review. So
yeah. I'm sorry. The show got a 5-star review by Ruskafin, and he titles it with "The Essential Companion Podcast for the True Smallville Fan." Always Hold On to Smallville is the companion podcast that longtime fans of the TV series have been looking for. listening to host Zach Moore and a rotating of panel guests, hey, that's us, dissecting each episode and breaking down the good and not so good moments will have you feeling like you're reminiscing with a group of your own superhero loving BFFs. And even if you consider yourself a Smallville expert, you're almost guaranteed to learn something new as Zach delves into the series companion guides and DVD box sets for bits of trivia, deleted scenes, and other fun facts. Some of the best episodes of the podcast are when Zach and company review an episode they did not remember so fondly, only to discover some great character moments or subplots that saved the episode and made them see it in a new light. Guests with some true galactic street cred, like Kryptonsite's Craig Byrne, author of several of the companion books, and show intro bumpers from Michael Rosenbaum, John Glover, and Laura Vandervoot, add even more legitimacy to this podcast, further separating it from rewatch podcasts out there. Odds are you'll end up breaking out your old box sets too, or streaming the show on Hulu, of course, after listening to this podcast. If you're waxing nostalgic for Smallville, this one is a must listen. Do you guys have a partnership with Hulu yet?
We should. Thanks for that, Ruskafin. And yeah, that's what this is about. Like, talking about your superhero loving BFFs. That's what this is. I mean, that's another reason, you know, Nick is part of all these things as well. Like, he was at our big lunch table back in the day, right? Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Whenever the AMC.
I think he would come by occasionally, and then we'd treat you much like we are now, and then you'd leave.
No, I think this. I think it had more to do with the random lunch schedules
that
happen at public schools.
Yeah, especially when you're in band and you have to do different periods to do different lunches.
Right.
If anything, it was more of joining
band
you guys
trips and other dance concerts, yeah. Band before trips, football games, right? That kind of stuff.
And then getting to school early, just chilling the band hall rather than the cafeteria. So a lot of that.
And I was very fortunate. Obviously, Lance and I are best friends. And a lot of friends, Smallville was a big part of our friendship, you know, forging our friendship. And, you know, starting the podcast, obviously, Lance and I could talk about it. I knew Nick, you and I could talk about it. So it was great to have, access to people I know that have the nostalgia factor, right? Because we remember not talking about it now, but then talking about it then even. Yeah. Right? So that's the vibe we try to bring, because we know everybody didn't have that, right? So this is like, it makes you really feel like you're sitting watching it, talking about it with your friends. And so whenever I hear that from people, I'm like, okay, mission accomplished. That's what
mission we're accomplished,
for.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Hang up a big banner behind me. Says mission accomplished.
There you go.
What could go wrong? So next we have another 5-star iTunes review from Cal Manhattan. That's a cool name.
That is a really cool.
Don't know if it's your real name or not, but awesome show, awesome podcast is the title, and the review is: it's so much fun to listen to this and feel like I'm watching the show with friends. So there it is.
There it
again.
Is.
So
there
we are achieving our goal.
Excellent.
Here, guys. So thank you so much, Cal.
Next is an email from Varun Hans. What's up, Varun? Title is Season 6 is Coming. Greetings, Zach. And Varun, I gotta correct you. Zach is spelled with a Z-A-C and an H, no K. He goes on to say, Season 6 is finally here, and I can't wait for your discussion on your podcast. It's been a while since I've sent in an email to you. I'm on my second rewatch of the show, and I'm currently on Season 2, and as soon as I'm finished with watching the episodes, I will listen to your podcast in that specific episode. Keep up the good work, and I know you can make it to Season 10. Thank you, Varun. P.S. Lance is my favorite co-host of your podcast. Thank you, man. And I listen to his Always Hold On to Arrow podcast while I'm also rewatching Arrow for the second time rewatch. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
There it is. See, you know, we don't plan this. We go in a rotation. We made a list, so that just luck of the draw. Lance got through that one. So, all right, always on the Arrow listener.
Indeed,
well.
Yeah. We appreciate those.
I've listened to 2 episodes before you ask me.
Thank you, Nick.
I could see it. I could feel it coming. That question was going to be asked.
Well, you know the next question. How many episodes of Arrow have you actually seen then?
Let me look at my DVD, my Blu-ray collection over here. I think, well, I stopped watching right when Legends of Tomorrow, when that started, that's when I fell off the Arrow train. And I know
season four.
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Everybody did.
That's
did.
Exactly.
For good reason.
Hey, but it's done now, right? Like
it is.
All right. We have a Facebook message from Josh Sherman. I was so excited to hear my message on the mailbag. I thought I should explain my Superman background to better understand why season 1 and 2 ranked so low for me. I grew up with the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, all four of which I loved as a kid, as well as Superboy and Lois and Clark. Smallville came on the scene when I was a freshman in college. I watched the first episode but got busy with school and college life. Fast forward 3 years during summer vacation, my brother said you should watch Smallville, and I bought the first season on DVD. I blew through that and ended up catching up completely and became obsessed. From then on, I watched as it aired, taping ones I missed on VHS. I was older, so I related to the more adult stories and less high school and Freak of the Week plot lines better.
There you go. Shout out to VHS.
VHS, mm-hmm. Yes.
The lost technology. Yeah.
So Superboy, wow, that's a...
Yeah, it's a deep cut.
Good luck getting through that, right?
I don't think I've ever actually seen Superboy, to be honest.
Don't do it.
Don't do it? Okay. Like, no, is it like the story of Superboy as well? Like the comic
it's
book?
It's everything. Yes. It's the story is bad, the acting is bad, the special effects are bad.
Oh.
I'll have to watch it all one day.
Stay tuned for that Patreon episode, guys.
I did the one April Fool's Day episode way back, covering one episode of that, and it was rough. I own season one on DVD. I have yet to get the rest. One day I will, but it's
when
it's
DVDs
rough,
are
man.
Obsolete,
it's...
you'll probably get it. So.
Well, I better get it before they stop making them, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad you were able to catch up, Josh. Thank you for that Facebook message. And when you watch Smallville with any art, really, with any TV show or anything, it is what you bring to it, right? So you watch it when you're a certain age, and you relate to one side of things. You watch another phase in your life, you relate to another side of things. And we've all been Clark, we've all been Lex at certain different times, and that's what the great thing about the show is. All right, so I got an email from Zachary Bradley. Mailbag 6 part 2. So this is again, get a lot of emails after you publish the mailbag episode. So he says, "Hey Zach, huge fan of the podcast, currently listening to Mailbag 6 while writing this. I was introduced to Smallville in 2014, a couple years after the finale had aired. At the time, I was loving every Marvel DC movie and devouring their content, was looking for something more frequent episodic and couldn't get into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well,
neither could we.
At that point, my friend Scott, my Lance,
Shout out to Scott,
suggested Smallville, as he had heard good things and had only been hesitant because 10 seasons seemed like too long of a watch for him. Needless to say, we started it and ended up watching the first 4 episodes in one sitting. I'm currently on my 4th time through the series. On my 3rd watch, I started tweeting about certain things and was lucky enough to have you like, retweet, and even respond to multiple of my tweets at FizzHL12.
Cool.
Shout out to you on Twitter. Everyone go follow him. From there, I went to your profile and I found the podcast. I started out only listening to my favorite episodes you had covered, but since have listened to most every episode, Mailbag and 33.1 included, and even tougher to watch Justify episodes you've made entertaining, fun, and insightful. I love the wide variety of people you have on as guests also, like Nick and Lance. No, he didn't say that.
I was like, am I going to get my own Nick?
Keep up the good work. I know you're only halfway through the series, but I'm loving it and excited for the back half, except for season 8. That's the worst season, flaming pile of garbage. All right, hot take.
Okay.
I mean, not really. The second half is rough.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially excited for your takes on Justin Hartley's Oliver Green Arrow and the whole Lexana coming to fruition. Sorry for the long email. Not a long email at all. Don't worry about it, Zach. I could write 6 or 7 more at this length, as there's still so much to say, comment on. Thanks again, Zachary B. Well, please, go ahead, write 6 or 7 more, and you'll hear them all here on the mailbag. I think that's interesting because...
In 2021.
Yeah. See you on the other side. So, no, I agree. Like, if you find something... It depends on kind of what the podcast and what the subject matter is. I don't know about you guys. You guys chime in here. But like when you find something you like and you're like, okay, like if I like Godzilla, for example, I'm like, oh, they covered all the Godzilla movies. Let me listen to a couple of them from my favorite movies. And if I really like them, then like, all right, now I'm going to listen to them all. So, Nick, is that how you approach podcasting? Like when you find one or what's your strategy?
For me, when I'm looking for a podcast, it's usually just whatever I'm currently into. I like podcasts more that challenges what I'm watching and my understanding so I can learn more, if that makes any sense. And it's good to have that back and forth. And I think that's one of the great things with people sending messages and stuff like that, because we can discuss it in an open forum type of deal. So But I also love the random podcast as well that, like, recently I've just been listening to a Scrubs podcast. So
I'm no Superman.
How about you, Lance?
I agree, because some of the, like, for example, like, I was like this with Ranger Danger. I listened to episodes that I knew they'd have really funny takes on, and episodes that are, like, infamous for certain things. But then, like, those guys were just so funny that, like, I was just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to listen to everything. And that's what I do now. Like, I'm even a patron of theirs because, like, their stuff is hilarious. So shout out to Ranger Danger.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? When you, like, enjoy a show, you're going to listen to them talk about, well, maybe not anything, but most things. So it does help. And hey, that's I'm glad it's paid off me kind of going through Twitter. I mean, that's paid off a lot. I've actually made a lot of good Smallville friends doing that, like searching Smallville, finding people to talk about it, liking, retweeting, commenting, that kind of thing. That's, you know, to connect with people and kind of get the word on the podcast. And I'm glad that worked for you, Zach. So again, thanks for the great email and feel free to write some more.
All right. Next, we have a Facebook message from Brian Lomax. Hi there, just wanted to let you know how much I'm loving the podcast. I found it a couple weeks ago and have been working my way through it since. I've just reached the season one episode Reaper, which is perhaps my least favorite of the season, so I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys make of it. Take care and God bless. Brian.
Well, thanks, Brian. I hope you like our take on Reaper. That is, you know, a weak freaking week episode, but it's got the good message about winning his dad in it. I know I mentioned that in the podcast as well. So those are one of, like, the good, like, moral messages I remember that actually stick out to me from the show. So about him, like, visiting his dad. I relate to that personally in many ways. Many people can, I'm sure, as well. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that and hope you continue to enjoy the podcast as you go through it.
All right. We have now an iTunes 5-star review from Plumeria 1991. Plumeria says, amazing podcasts. This podcast is so fun to listen to, even if you're not a diehard fan of Superman. Zach is so great at leading the discussions of all his guests. Every time I listen to an episode, I feel as though I'm sitting with friends discussing Smallville. Hey, look at that.
That's a plus They're three always on cracking, the tally board.
Plus, we're going to have a mailbag tally board now, guys. They are always cracking jokes, making in-depth analysis, and showing their love and appreciation for the Superman franchise. Although I've always loved Superman, I wasn't a mega fan before this podcast, but it is turning me into one. Welcome to the group.
Yeah, I like you said, Lance, that's more people expressing what our objective was with the podcast, and I'm glad that this show has turned you into more of a Superman fan.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, so we have another 5-star iTunes review from Flying Folk 27, titled Best Way to Relive the Show. This podcast is great. They give a very nice in-depth look at each episode, as well as have fun, poking fun, of the many flaws tropes the show has. And to tie that back with the previous one from Plumeria there, yeah, cracking jokes, and it's far what we do. You got to have the right mindset when you look at this stuff, right? I try to never be pretentious with this podcast, because that's the one, talk about looking for the podcast.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
In this essay, we will explore.
Yeah. So I got self-awareness.
Will be
key.
Able to.
So that's why, yeah, because we get serious sometimes. We have some analysis, then we nerd out some, but you know, we like to have. Ultimately, we're here to have a fun, and that's what we're here to do. So let's see. You know, I will go ahead and read this next one. It's kind of a long email chain. So all right, Lance, your turn. No.
Yes.
but this is from Ronit Turner. Email titled "For the Love of Smallville." And we went back and forth a little bit on email, so I'm just going to read just some bits and pieces that she had to say. She says, "Hi, Zach. I've been listening to your podcast for a few weeks on number 49 and wanted to thank you for putting the time and effort in. I really enjoy it. I just finished season 10, and now I get where the pod title comes from. I probably shouldn't have waited to listen until after I finished the series because spoilers, but oh well." Superman, not exactly a surprise ending.
Fair point.
"No one else I know watches the show, so I have no one else to chat about it, so I thought I'd throw my thoughts into the email abyss." Yes, the email abyss of 6 months. Then we cast a net down in that abyss, and we pull them all up to read. "I watched the first 8 seasons live. It aired when I was a year out of college. Now that I've rewatched it, I get why I quit. The later seasons were a struggle for me to get through, but how I love the first few years. I enjoy your podcast because it gives me a completely different perspective. You definitely have a male frame of reference calling Smallville the Dawson's Creek of Superman. Like, that's a bad thing. As a somewhat stereotypical female, the relationships of the show are what make me keep tuning in. And even though I'm age redacted. I still feel young and love, you know, that's a polite thing to do, right? So I hope you appreciate that, run it. I still feel young and love the high school stuff. Really, I love the forming of the friendships, the bonds, and the coolness of Clark discovering his powers. All I know about Superman, I learned from Lois and Clark. So shout out to Matt Shrooks, man. People watching Lois and Clark, check out his show, Lois and Clark, the new podcast of Superman. And the movies, which I don't really remember, except for the beautiful Christopher Reeve. It's funny when new characters introduce themselves in way to beat, like Brian Austin Green. When he said his name, I thought some people were probably very excited and that he must be someone. This is, John Corbin.
Yep.
That's typical Smallville. Perry, Perry White. Lois Lane. Jimmy Olsen. Henry James Olsen
to you.
She goes on to say, but of course I had no idea. It's funny, the stuff you guys get so excited about, Krypton, the villains, the comic book stuff, I consider the backdrop. It's entertaining, but I'm not that invested. You and your guests go on and on about how awful the finale was and how you needed to see Clark in the suit. I, for one, never cared about that. Clark Kent has always been my hero, the man who had to pretend to be less and never got to take credit for his good work. I was always more impressed with him than Superman, who was worshipped. And when they finally had Clark fly in the finale, it looked so ridiculous. I completely understand why Tom Welling didn't want to do it. I wish they left it out. The best part of the show was the relationship Clark had with his parents and his friendship with Chloe. Well, there we go.
There we go.
When they veered away from that in the later seasons, they lost the heart of the show. I'm with you as a total Chloe and Clark shipper, though I despise ship names. I'm a sucker for an unrequited love story. I understand that they couldn't last, but I wish they gave Chloe and Clark a romantic chance and thought they should have had Chloe realize that Clark wasn't the man for her after all, and they should have given Lana and Clark a chance as well just to have them grow out of it. The way it ended basically made Lois's Clark second choice, and that's very true, and we'll talk about that when we get there. I like Erica Durance and enjoyed Lois when she first aired, although way too early. She had fun banter with Clark, but the romance was completely forced. I may be in the minority, but I never felt it. I thought that Clark had more chemistry with Lana, Chloe, and even Alicia.
The goat!
Hashtag Team Alicia over here.
Absolutely.
But Lois and Clark years were rough for me to get through, which is funny because I was completely into Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher. P.S. I love the way you say Luthor. P.P.S. Lance is my favorite guest.
Shout out to you. I appreciate that.
Thanks again. I'll keep listening. You. Listen to this. See, Nick, if you watch the show, you can be on the podcast for you.
I was just about
to say.
Look at
all this love Lance is getting.
One day my time will come.
So that's a really good email, wrote it, and I encourage you to write some more because I love your takes. They're very different than mine. That's why I ended up emailing you back, and we had some correspondence there. In one of our later emails here, you say, also, I'm on episode 68 of the podcast. I've actually started watching Arrow now as well and was going to check out that podcast.
Hey!
But since I've already gotten some spoilers from the Smallville one, I decided to hold off. The show is so different, which is glaringly obvious when they bring on the Flash characters. Somehow metahumans seem ridiculous in Arrow and totally believable in Smallville. I do really enjoy it, particularly the fight sequences, but it's so unbelievable they can train up to vigilante in 6 months. I took Muay Thai for 4 years, and I learned fractures and sprains. Also, I have to watch with captions because they all mumble. So. last note, I know Lance likes One Tree Hill and Hallmark,
absolutely.
So I recommended he search out Snowed in Christmas with Bethany Joy Lynn.
Seen it.
It's actually Lifetime, not Hallmark, but it's a standout. It's standout good. Great, witty, modern dialogue, unlike many of the bland Hallmark ones.
Oh, cheers. No. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Run See, it. I saw that one because my girl Bethany was in it. You know, shout out to Haley James Scott. But no, there's some gems in the Hallmark ones. Give them another chance. Give them another chance.
There's so many Hallmark ones now on Netflix now, too. So
I know, right?
And some of them actually look pretty good.
Some of them are. Actually, a lot of them are. Always hold on the Hallmark channel.
That's what I was going to say. It's still going to be a new podcast.
That is up to Lance and Cavante for that.
That's true.
But no, run it. Thank you for your emails. Please continue to send in your thoughts. Very good stuff. I love the back and forth. And I love your alternate takes. And that's what I like, having rotating guests on the show, too. Anyway. There you go. Thank you, Ronit.
All right, next we have a Facebook message from Chris Lawley. I recently discovered your podcast after starting a rewatch of Smallville and worked up to episode 18 of season 1, Drone. After hearing you talk about Lana's weird now in the loft reference to Clark's speech, I thought I should mention she's got some weird accent going around at the 26-minute, 45-second mark in the pilot while talking to Clark in the graveyard. I'd totally have missed it if you didn't have me watching for the odd things. Thanks for the excellent podcast. I'm hooked.
So I really don't remember that scene from Drome, but I'll have to go back and check it out now. Drome, another one. See, Reaper, like, life lessons of, like, carry with you the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Drone, like, oh, I want to be Clark Kent. I'm going to run for band president, right? So both of these very mediocre to below average episodes of season one, like, defined a lot of my
it sure did.
Activity. Oh, man, you voted for me for band president, right, Nick?
Yes, I did.
Good. One of the few.
I think all the French horns did.
Yeah, well, you better have. I mean, seriously. Are you kidding me? Anyway.
We should, if you guys are listening and you're a French horn, let us know.
You know what, Nick? I have that poster that we made, that you drew, actually. Yep. I need to post that on the...
You do need to post that on the social media.
Yeah,
was it me?
Was it you or Matt Lewis? Which one of you drew the everyone? Not the president one, the one for our section.
The section where we're all superheroes? I don't think it was me.
I assumed it was you because you draw stuff, but maybe...
It was.
It Matt?
It was either Matt. Oh, was it?
We each had
was
our
it Troutman?
Own.
The Trout. Oh
no,
man, that's
was
a name.
Was
of the
he
past.
There when I was there?
Ryan Troutman?
I
think so.
No, I don't think so.
Oh man.
Who drew? All right, I'll post it. And you tell me if you drew it or not. But it's the one where we're all like, I'm Superman and you're Sinestro.
I'm Sinestro. Yeah. I know I didn't draw Sinestro. That's why I'm like.
Huh.
We really were pulling on like. DC characters.
Anyway, I think about because I thought about the band posters I made, and then like the same the next year we made the section poster. But anyway,
please post it, and I'm sure if you ask on Facebook, people will say, "Hey, I did this."
Well, we'll see. So. We'll see who pays attention.
Yeah,
when I post it. But anyway, yes, I will actually go back and maybe listen. It's fun to go back and listen to other podcasts. One of you two were in Drone with me, right? Was it you, Nick? Because we talk about class president, that would have made sense.
Yeah.
If it was you.
I think so, but that's been
a while, so I don't remember either. But it's fun. You go, Derek. I know you don't, Nick, because you don't like the show. But Lance, do you ever go back? I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Lance, do you ever go back and listen to old podcasts?
Every now and then. Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
You guys should do for the Patreon. Just review your old episodes.
Live commentaries on our podcast. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
This guy think he is. What a pretentious guy. No self-awareness. I hate this. That was a great episode, Lance. Oh, it was. So I'll go back and I'll listen to Drone to see what we even said about the band president thing, Nick. And then I assume it was you and me. And to see what I was talking about Lana's accent as well. So anyway. Thanks for that message, Chris. You know what? Nick, I'll go ahead and read the next one here. And then I'm actually going to go and look who was on Drone with me.
All right. All right. We have another iTunes 5-star review by Big Boss 4310. The title is Can't Get Enough. Smallville has been my favorite show since I was a teenager, and I'm very happy to have found this podcast. I'd recommend it to anyone who wants to relive the series with various trivia, hot takes, and intriguing insight. Thank you, Zach and the crew. Hey, that's me again. For making it so easy to always hold on to Smallville.
Well, thanks, Big Boss. Again, always great to see a 5-star iTunes review. And yeah, hot takes, intriguing insight, various trivia. I mean, that's a great logline for what we do around here. So, and always holding the Smallville indeed. I love how the show created its own tagline for the podcast, right? So I did look it up, Nick, and you and I did do Drone on June 21st, 2016, is when that episode came out. This week, Zach is joined by Nick Ryan Magdoza to discuss the 18th episode of Smallville Drone. Our discussion includes limited roles for Asians in Hollywood, an alternative way to introduce Lois Lane to the series, and how this episode inspired Zach to run for band president in high school. And we read more listener email off the top. That's perfect. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to re-listen to this episode. No, well, Nick, I remember now, Nick, because is the guy... Paul was the character's name, I think, and he was the guy that was going to win, and then he's the first guy that got attacked by the bees, and I think that's probably why we started talking about Asians in Hollywood. So anyway, see, we tackle the big issues here. I'm always sold the small.
Well, now I got to go figure out what the next episode has Asian American representation, and I'll join it.
All right, I have an email from Daryl Washington, titled "Supergirl Beating Superman," and Daryl says, "It really bothers me that people get upset with Supergirl for beating Superman in season 2. Talking about Supergirl, the series now. Let's look at the alternative. Superman beats her, and he is still under Rhea's control. That's not good for anyone. So, of course, Supergirl had to beat him, and obviously she is stronger, because he certainly wouldn't be beaten by someone weaker than him. That makes no sense." Now, story-wise, Daryl, I completely understand what you're saying. I think the problem is, and we've mentioned this, me and various people on the podcast that have mentioned this, maybe 33.1s and other Supergirl covers that we've done, is Superman's role on Supergirl seemed to be the prop up Supergirl. And I think that was like, I'm like, hey man, like, it's Superman. Like, they can both be awesome instead of like, and I think what really struck me was in, I guess it was Crisis. Mm-hmm. It was a Crisis or?
Might have been Crisis.
Yeah, because he was like, how are you so strong and hopeful, Kara? I'm like, no. You know, I just felt like they were using Superman to kind of prop up Supergirl when she's awesome in her own right and doesn't need to be, like, compared A to B forever with Superman. And I think that's where, when people mention stuff like that, at least when I do, that's what I'm talking about. So.
Same. Next up, we have an email from our friend Corey Moore. Ba, 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 ba. What's up, Corey? All right, it says, Zach. Ah, it's good to have a fresh new episode review. Welcome back. As you know, I'm a UPS delivery driver, and the day before your episode was released, I had a similar situation to the one Lana had with Zod. Her hand was impaled by a hot poker, and my work truck window was impaled by a tree branch. I was backing out of a tight driveway and turned a little too much, and bam, I went far into the brush and trees. Thankfully, I wasn't hurt, and no blood like Lana's hand. Tally board, and it says Work truck 0, tree branch 1. Speaking of the tally board, now that you're in season 6, it's time to start counting the shirtless Ollie scenes for the ladies. And don't forget about the Smallville overpass, too. Up, up, and away, Cousin Moore.
Yeah, no, Corey, we of course, emailed back and forth, and I did mention in my response, you're like, wow, for a minute there, I thought something happened to your hand. I was glad something happened to your truck. wow. And yes, I'd always planned to do the shirtless Ollie because it was such a thing on Smallville, especially when he becomes the main character. The overpass is something I thought about, but I'm like, it's just a step too far. I know that you were really excited about me doing the overpass, but I even told you, I was like, let's not worry about the overpass. It's just, so everything doesn't need to be quantified, right? It's like, oh, look, it's the overpass, so you can move on. But on the official tally board, we're not going to count the overpass. So there you go. But thanks as always, Corey. Corey usually sends an email after every episode comes out. So we'll hear a lot from him in the mailbag here.
All right. Another iTunes 5-star review from MF3305.
I love that.
Always.
I wonder what that stands for. Let's continue.
Always hold on to Smallville review. Always Hold On to Smallville is an excellent retrospective podcast covering a beloved comic book television property with keen insight, witty banter, and objectivity. Zach and his amazing co-hosts do a great job going through each episode, detailing plot points, and providing insight on both past and present viewing perspectives. Always Hold On to Smallville also has a fantastic Patreon for interested listeners. The tiers are financially accessible and their content is superb. The Patreon edition of the podcast covers a vast lexicon of multimedia comic book content, all while providing the same entertaining and informative coverage. I am an avid listener, and I always recommend Always Hold On to Smallville to any Superman / comic book fans interested in a weekly visit with the Boy Scout in Blue. Thank you, Always Hold On to Smallville. Can you tell me more about this Patreon that people keep mentioning about?
Well, thanks, MF3305. That is a great review. I think I might want to hire you as my publicist because that's a great distillation of what we do on the podcast and a very, very professionally said. And yeah, that's we try to we try to do all those things that you say, have some insight, have some banter, be objective about it. Obviously, you guys know I have certain things that I'm always honking on, right? Like, oh, Clark and Chloe and all that stuff, right? But, like, look, I'm happy with how the show turned out, but you guys know that's my thing. And if I didn't comment on it, y'all be disappointed.
It's true.
It's part of my brand, right? So, you know, that's part of where the objectivity
stay brand
comes
loyal.
In. That's right.
I'm here for it.
So, and the Patreon, you know, we try hard to take the same energy and content here and bring it over there. No bait and switch for us. At least I don't think so.
Always authentic.
There we go. Always authentic in Smallville. Blah, blah, blah. Can't say always now without saying, well, not Smallville. That's the problem, right? But anyway, thank you so much for that review. We have another five-star iTunes review from DSWIRLK7. There might have been a way to say that, but I just decided to say it letter by letter. Titled Great Podcast. Enjoying reliving Smallville after all these years. A great podcast with lots of information. Keep it up. Well, thank you for that review, and we will. That's the plan. Sometimes people are like, hey, hope you finish.
Yeah.
Like, hope you're going to do all the episodes. Hope you make it to season 10. I'm like, well, yeah. Like, what's the... Right? I mean, me not finishing the podcast would be like... Not seeing Tom Welling's Superman costume at the end of the show would be very unsatisfying. And, of course, that's not going to be what happened. So, yes, we are going to finish the podcast. We're going to finish all 10 seasons. Plus, we got the rest of the comics to talk about. We got the young adult novels. Mm-hmm. So much more to discuss here. So we're going to keep it going.
All right. Next, we have a five-star iTunes review from Parker St. Paul. I'm so glad I found this podcast. Smallville is my favorite show of all time. Maybe not the best, but my favorite. I love all of the in-jokes I've picked up on, and now I find myself using in day-to-day life. I wonder which one he's talking about.
There's a lot.
It's really cool to have a group of like-minded nerd friends, even though it's only in the internet and not in real life. That's a +4 for our tally board. This podcast, in my opinion, has the best takes on Smallville anywhere in the internet. Zach and Lance are always hilarious and bring interesting perspectives to these episodes I never thought of before. Thank you. Appreciate it. All the guests have been great and bring something different and useful to this podcast. Great job, guys, and keep it up. Looking forward to the fun diving into the more mediocre episodes that make up the back half of season 6 and most of season 7.
Wait. You mean it gets worse?
The worse the episode usually means the better the podcast. I agree. So thanks for that, Andrew Parker.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. And as anyone has heard our Fallout podcast... Which is, like, I don't like, oh, this is the best one we did. I'm like a top 10 podcast I think we did, right? Maybe one day when, you know, when it's all over, I'll make some kind of list.
We should have a poll.
Oh,
but
there
who's going to remember, right? I don't know. But at least for me, like, the Fallout one is definitely a top 5.
Yeah.
It was me, Lance, Kevin, Tom, Gerke. Because that was
awesome.
That was so fun. Because it was so bad.
It was like, fresh as I'm is what it was.
Oh. I remember not liking it, but man. Anyway.
All right, we have another iTunes 5-star review by Darren Kirch 16. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Smallville. Always Hold On to Smallville is an exceptional podcast that covers all things Smallville that ran for 10 seasons on the WB CW from 2001 to 2011. The show's host, Zach Moore, delivers informative and entertaining content for every episode. I must also add that his co-host and helmer of Always Hold On to Arrow, Lance Laster, is always a joy to hear as well. I'm a Roundtable Patreon and appear on the Roundtable episodes, which is always the highlight of my month. If you're looking to learn more about Smallville or join in the fun conversations about the show, then this is the podcast for you. Rating 10 out of 10.
Well, thank you, Darren.
Ooh, yes, yeah,
Darren, you know from the Level 33.1 podcast.
Shout out to Darren.
Valuable member over there. And I still think I talk too much. What do you think? I feel like I talk too much on those, Lance. What do you think?
Do you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, I want you. They're live on air.
You always
yeah.
talk too much.
Well, I mean, I have a host of my own podcast. What do you want? Huh? You guys try to sit in this chair and do what I do.
You know how much I sacrificed?
That's not in this company. Anyway. Yeah, no, I enjoy the 33.1 because you never know where it's going to go, right? Yeah, but sometimes you don't have a topic, sometimes you do, and then we're just going to go with the flow. And thank you, Darren, for that. Very professional. That could be on the back of the DVD box of my podcast, the description that you made there, Darren. So I appreciate that.
And you sell it for $33.
$33.10.
There you go.
You own the complete small. Oh, that's what I should do. I should put all the episodes on CDs. Get one of those giant CD flip books with 300 ones in there. Oh, man. This is good. All right. Well, our next email comes from Corey Moore about Sneeze and Wither. Hey, Zach, I often use quotes from Smallville and then say them to my wife. Most of the time, she gives me the side eye, but it's good entertainment for me. The reason why I bring this up is because Sneeze has a quote that I use from time to time. Maybe it fell from an airplane. Other good ones I use are, "Dang, Chloe, I didn't know you had all that," from Rush. Or, "Just call the damn play," from Hothead. That is a good one when I'm watching football with the guys. So that's great. Oh,
I think,
man.
Zach and I have used that quote when we were like playing Madden. Just call the damn play.
I don't even remember just saying that, but that's when him and Whitney are arguing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I coaching this team? Who are you? Oh, man. Well, thank you, Corey. Up, up, and away, more far Mustangs. Just citing his fantasy football team. I got to tell you guys, the Fantasy Football League, it seemed like a great idea at the time.
Yep.
But I've completely changed my mind because my team is just god-awful.
Not worse than mine because mine sucks.
Well, I mean, I had some bad luck, COVID, you know, due to the pandemic. Yep. My team has not performed as well as it has. I'm definitely not going to win this year. And I already spent all that money, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
no, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. You're all going to get your money for one. But after I was 2-0, I was like, well, I'm just going to go spend all this because clearly I'm going to win. I know, but the fantasy football team was a lot of fun. I'm the I am the Smallville Crows, and you are?
I am the Starling City Rockets.
There you go. I thought the Rockets were a basketball team.
It's very unclear.
Yeah. But, see, Nick, you're not a big football guy. Otherwise, we would have invited you. Also, you haven't watched Smallville, so.
What's the point of being on that? I actually did my first fantasy football last year because my friend. I did it with Bedrock City Comics. And
there it is.
I actually got second place.
Well, then you certainly don't want to be here next year.
And because my friend just explained to me, he's like, it's just a game of stats. It's just like role-playing. I'm like, what? Yeah. Just every week, look what you should do and figure it out. And. Yeah. I got lucky in a couple of games. I think it was more of luck on the matchups that I had. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. We were going to do it again this year, but we were kind of, like, feeling, oh, COVID might throw everything out of skew.
Sure has.
Well, I didn't know you were into this now. For all the inner circle, you know who you are. You guys get the whole, hey, do you want to play or not?
Yeah.
And then I'll open it up to the public. So you now, my friend, you will be invited first.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
All right. And I guess I'll have to expand to... 30-team league!
Oh, God.
Oh, geez.
Wait, how many people do we have? 16? That's insane, because there's no backups anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
And if you're like me and like both of your running backs get hurt for the season in week two, then you're just screwed.
But hey, all is on the football.
Indeed.
And the best part for me now is finding or now making GIFs of my reaction to my record. Because it's really gotten out of control. But anyway... Who's next?
I'm next. And we have an iTunes review from Lino209. This is a 2-star review.
This is my favorite review we've ever gotten.
Oh, man.
I posted this on social media.
You sure did. It says, quote, the subject, at least, "They claim to love Smallville." And it goes on to say, "For a podcast that's supposed to be about loving Smallville, they really crap on it. I love Smallville, and I know it's beyond perfect and has a lot of imperfections and really moments, but it's a show about a teenage superhero. The host gets too nitpicky on the small details, and it gets annoying after a while."
I love this review. I want to like print it out and hang it up over
there. Is a website that does that, actually. I know they do it for tweets. I wouldn't be surprised they do it for reviews.
For somebody to be like so upset to go leave a 2-star review.
Yes.
I'm glad that you have the avenue to express your opinion. I'm sorry if you feel like we attack the show too much. Mm-hmm. Everything we say comes from a place of love, though.
Yes.
So I don't want to, like, you know, be like, Lino209, what a terrible take. No, like, that's what you think. Fair enough,
that's
right?
Fair.
There are plenty of other Smallville podcasts out there that did not get past the first season that you're welcome to go listen to instead of listening to this one. Go look them up on iTunes. But anyway. Oh, man. But that's fine. You know, people are going to think what they think. And look, our style isn't for everyone.
Yeah,
so if it doesn't connect with you.
We learned that in high school.
Yeah, that's why we're friends. You got to find people that on the same wavelength.
The same with, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, there you go. So, yeah, Nick, go ahead and let's get that printed out. And
if anything, I'll get it printed out, put it on a canvas for you. Because there's plenty of sales going on right now. All right. We have an email from David Lee Tate. Greetings from a fellow Houstonian. Hi there, fellow Houstonian here from the Clear Lake area. Hello, hello.
H-Town represent.
H-Town. Just wanted to say that I appreciate all the work you do on the Smallville podcast. I grew up watching the show and recently started rewatching it. I've been showing it to my girlfriend who knows absolutely nothing about Superman whatsoever, which has made watching it super fun. So far, I've only gotten her through season one, but has been fun seeing her experience it for the first time. Smallville is my favorite show and Superman is my favorite hero. So when I came across your podcast about a week and a half ago, it's safe to say I have been binge listening through the episodes. The nostalgia of recording each episode of VHS and getting together with friends to watch the finale has been hitting hard. So it's been fun to listen to. We will see how long it takes for me to catch up. Just thought I'd reach out and tell you great work. Keep it up. In Christ, David L. Tate Jr. Oh, yeah, and I'm still on the podcast at this point, so, hey, season one and season two, you're hearing my voice still.
Well, no, I'm glad you're watching it with your girlfriend. That's really cool. And yeah, again, VHS, right?
Yeah.
Recording episodes on VHS, getting together with the friends to watch the finale. That's part of what all this is about. Again, so I guess that would count on your tally board.
Yeah.
Right? To have, uh-huh.
We're up to five.
Because that's the vibe we're giving you for this. And we're really glad that we can provide that. So, yeah, and keep having fun watching with a girlfriend. Hopefully you keep getting through the seasons. Let us know when she starts to not want to watch it. Be curious to know.
which season it doesn't.
Which is the breaking point for that. But that's great. But, hey, you live in Houston, so let me know. You can meet up sometime when the pandemic's over.
Yeah.
If you're not too weird, but you got to... Maybe we should FaceTime first before.
You got to pass the Nick Ryan threshold here.
Nick, we're going to send you to meet him, and if he's okay. But for real, you know, I live in the same city. That'd be cool. But anyway, cool. Thanks so much for the email, David. Next, we have an email from Nicole Sousa. Love your podcast. Hi, Zach. I've been catching up on your podcast for the last few weeks. I've been listening to probably about two a day. All of season 1 and 5 and 6 so far. I'm really enjoying it. Thank you for putting together this great show. I'll have to check you out on Patreon. You really make me laugh. I love the companion book entries, the tally counts, and hearing all your thoughts, discussions with your guests. Your Lexana opinions are really cathartic. I have noticed from the ones I've listened to that you're lacking the Klana fan perspective. It seems like you and your guests weren't fans of them. Smiley face. This show might be my favorite drama of all time. I'm sort of in the zone right now, so I can't see the forest through the trees. Here's my long-winded story on how I became a fan. I vaguely remember bits and pieces which may have just seen on previews, or maybe I caught an episode, but I didn't remember it. When the show initially aired, I wasn't a sci-fi fan yet. I was a freshman in college when it started, so it's so nostalgic for me. I was kind of forced to watch Star Trek as a kid and wasn't a fan. It wasn't until I finally gave Stargate a real chance that I became a big sci-fi fan. I then decided to give Flash a shot and loved the show and then watched Arrow.
Always hold on to it.
I got into them around season 6, 4, respectively, after binge-watching on Netflix. I started watching the fan reactions to the shows on YouTube. Specifically, I really love watching Blind Wave reactions as shows I tend to love, I tend to obsess over. They had a love of Smallville and mentioned it a few times, especially during Elseworlds crossover and Crisis on Infinite Earths. The way his eyes lit up, I just knew I had to watch it. I kind of put it in my mind for the next time I wanted to binge a show. It wasn't on Netflix or Amazon Prime, and I wasn't ready to get a subscription elsewhere. Fast forward to July 2020. I was really going through a difficult time due to COVID response and its effect on my kids' school and, well, life in general. My anxiety was high and depression was setting in. I desperately needed an escape, so I decided to get a Hulu subscription and watch Smallville. I binge-watched it in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I watched it on my phone, on a headset, so I can watch while I was cooking dinner, playing with the kids, on my lunch break. You get the picture. After a few days, I finally felt normal for the first time in months. Seeing people act normal, even in a fictional world, helped settle my mind. It really got me through that difficult time. Of course, we are still dealing with the pandemic, so I'm holding on to Smallville like a security blanket. In a less obsessive way, as I only watch Obsessed for 2 hours a day now, usually after the kids are in bed, and listen to your podcast when I'm cooking sometimes, etc. I have now rewatched the show all the way through with my husband, and am now doing the same with my father, in addition to episodes I've rewatched on my own. I've probably seen every episode at least 3 times already.
That's cool.
I know, I am crazy. The Promise episode in season 6 really has a special place in my memory. Even though I binge-watched it when I watched the episode, it was really powerful for me. Very few shows or movies in my life could elicit that level of emotion. Not only was it emotional, but it really was a roller coaster of emotions, even more for me than Reckoning. Although, this was a close second. Jonathan's death didn't really hit me like you until Vengeance, and Lana's death was so short. After that episode, I knew Smallville would always have a special place for me. Obviously, I was so invested in the show, on a very deep emotional level, especially from Clark's perspective, that it made this episode very emotional for me. My favorite season is 9. Season 8, I was hit with whiplash due to my emotional attachment to both Kalana and Clovis by that point. So again, interesting perspective on that strange Lana arc in Season 8. Alright, well thanks for that email, Nicole. I'm glad Smallville could provide you with a sense of normalcy during all these... during 2020, really.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy year, as we all know. So I'm glad both the show and the podcast here could give you just a little escape from the everyday, day-to-day that is 2020.
Yeah,
and
glad
COVID,
we can help.
Unfortunately.
Next, we have a 5-star iTunes review this time from Big Cause, titled, "Thank You for Doing This Podcast." I'm glad there is a podcast out there done by people who love the show, who can point out the goofy parts along with the best parts. This podcast has made me remember how much I love Smallville. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, so that is the complete opposite.
That's what I was going to say.
The last iTunes review. Yeah, hey, point out goofy stuff, right?
Yep.
That's not hating. That's just having a little fun with it. So, yes, I'm glad that we have a reminder to you how much you love Smallville. So, it's point out, you can't let stuff pass. You got to acknowledge the silly stuff, have a good laugh about it, and move on. So, thanks, Big Cogs, for the 5-star iTunes review.
All right. We have an email from Kelly Williamson titled, "Picture of the Gang." Hi, guys. It's one of your many loyal listeners. I'm still in awe on how great your podcast is. I'm listening to it for the second time because just like in Smallville, I learn something new every time. I'm emailing you to ask if you have a picture of the gang together. If so, is there any way to get a signed one mailed to me so that I can add it to my Smallville collection? I would have no problem paying for it, even unsigned. Please let me know. Your fan forever. Even though I never win one of those free giveaways you do on Twitter and Facebook. Kelly Williamson.
Well, Kelly, the gang has never been together for a picture.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. I mean, there's an inner circle, a core group, if you will. Mainly if you hear people on the Patreon hosting with me, those are that's a good indication of who the gang is, right? But if you're willing to pay for it, we'll work out anything, really. So we can do something for you, and we'll talk offline about that. But thank you for being a fan, and I'm sure one day you'll win one of those Twitter and Facebook giveaways. There's plenty more to go because I have lots of Superman memorabilia I'm looking to give away. All right, we have another email from Corey Moore about Fallout. He says, "Hi Zach, it was fun listening to you guys shred the Fallout episode. You guys really had a great time. I knew this was going to get a low grade from y'all, but I didn't think it was going to be in the D range. I originally graded Fallout with a C+, but after listening to your review, I can totally see how it deserves the D grade. I'll stick with a C+ because they were playing basketball in jeans. That was my favorite scene, by the way, because of the jeans. This exchange was one of the best ever on your podcast. Zach, Lana has officially become Lex. They've given up trying to write Lana. Let's just write Lex, but as Lana. So, Tom, what do you think of this turn for Lana? Tom, it was fine. I like Lex. If Lex is going to look like Lana, I'm okay with that. Tom Gerke has just hit legendary status in my book for that quote.
Shout out to Tom.
Up, up, and away, a little more wow. Very good, Corey.
Oh, that was a fun, really fun time. All right, next is an email from Daniel Rockmus. Hope I pronounced that right. Subject title, Young Oliver Queen. Hi, Zach. Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of both your podcasts and the shows you talk about.
Both your podcasts.
Hey.
What could that other podcast be?
Might be Always Hold On to Arrow. Bow, 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 bow. Pew, pew, pew. he goes on to say, I think this was raised in the reunion episode on the Smallville podcast, but there is actually an appearance of an 8 or 9 year old Oliver Queen in the Arrow episode in season 3, in which Malcolm Merlyn learns he did not truly avenge his wife's death. It is a flashback sequence where Oliver comforts Tommy at the funeral. And I'm sorry if I'm like the 50th person to mention this, or maybe the 52nd. Ha ha, betch. I see what you did there. Yep. It's not that bad of a joke. That's good. It's very on brand for DC, especially in the Arrowverse. So keep up the great work. Signed, Dan. You know what? You're right about the season 3 thing. And you know what? You will hear Kevin and I talk about season 3 coming up shortly. But also, you'll be pleased to know that there is something like that, what you mentioned, of a young Ollie that they show at a funeral in the comic books in Arrow, which you might hear us talk about even before we start season 3.
So I don't remember this at all. There's a Malcolm Merlyn flashback with a young Oliver in it?
I think so.
I believe
does he,
so.
Does he go to the Glaze and try to like beat people up? And
yeah.
Get beat up? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a vague memory. I blocked out a lot of Arrow season 3 and 4.
We'll get there, y'all.
We'll get there. All right.
All right, we have an email from Jason Davis titled Podcast Love. Hello, Zach and other hosts. That's me. I want to reach out to y'all about how much I'm enjoying the Always Hold On to Smallville podcast. I have started the podcast from episode 1 within the last week and made my way to season 2 of reviews. I enjoy your insight and opinion on the show and find myself laughing at points you and the other hosts mention. The multiple tally boards is a great touch for the show. I'm looking forward to seeing what the ending tally is when the series is completed. I've even gone out to wherever books are sold, my online bookstore, to find some of the companions. Smallville, for me, is my all-time favorite show, and I find myself watching it over and over. I think this current run of rewatching is like my 15th or 16th time. Way to go. Maybe even more, as I lost count. I found the series in the summer of my freshman year of college, as I was busy with football, baseball, orchestra, and other extracurriculars during my 8th grade year through my high school years, I didn't have much time to watch television. After finding the show, I found a website where you could stream every episode, much like Netflix, but not very legal, as I must say. That fall, I started watching the series during the live premieres and received a DVD recorder, or as I call it, a poor man's DVR, for my birthday to record the episode so I wouldn't miss an episode. After season 8, I started buying the DVD seasons little by little and would rewatch the series before the new season started. Smallville is the first series I binge-watched the show over weekends when I was working as an RA in college. I found your podcast last November after I met some of the cast, Tom, Michael, John, Kristen, Erica, and Laura, at Wizard World Austin. Smallville Nights will always be the best event I went to at a convention. After seeing multiple Twitter posts about the podcast profile, I realized you and the co-hosts were at the same convention. I wish I had found the podcast sooner so I could tell you and the other hosts how much I enjoy the show. I made the trip to Austin as I couldn't attend the convention in Dallas as a guest, but as a volunteer. I worked the main panel room line queue for each panel and have a funny story for an encounter with the Smallville cast. I told Kristen this story last November and got a laugh from her. Before the panel, we got all the audience into the hall ready. Tom, Michael, and Kristen were making their way into the hall and was walking straight towards me as I was in front of the door, and I just froze. I was like, I was watching an episode and they were talking and laughing, and when they all made it to me, all I can do is point at another door in awe where the guests enter the stage slash green room. Sorry for the long email, but it's nice to find others in a community about a show that is joined by others. A hero is made in the moment, not from questioning the past or fearing what's to come. A quote by Brainiac. Jason.
That's from season 10. Nick, you've probably never seen that episode.
It's the best episode not of the show. It is the best episode of the show. Hasn't seen it yet.
Well, you'll think that it's the best episode of the show when you get
there. Well, thanks, Jason. And Jason attached a picture that he took with the Smallville cast there.
Awesome.
We'll put that in our mailbag number 7 album on Facebook. But yeah, no, it's I was passing out business cards to people.
You were
at the those were hastily put together.
You were really
cards.
Proud of those, though.
I was smart, especially we had to go through to get them.
That was a trek.
We recounted that story on the Wizard World. We actually have an episode we're talking about Wizard World. We almost died, went to Popeyes.
Yeah,
that was during the chicken sandwich craze.
That was it. Was at the height of the craze, Nick.
Really? It just came out,
bruh.
Yeah, I still eat that every now and then. So
listen to that episode.
Go listen to that episode and you'll hear our stories.
Or go back to some of my tweets because I was live tweeting it too.
But yeah, sorry we missed you in Austin there, Jason.
Yeah.
When the world reopens and there's conventions again, hopefully a lot of these podcast friends we made together over the journey can have like a meetup or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be cool. But yeah, I'm glad, you know, I've actually mentioned this on my own personal social media. Like, I'm glad that Lance and I, we splurged so much on this convention because it's like a few months later, the world shut down.
It's true.
So I was like, man, this is a lot. Like, we got to do it. You know, we got to, when's the next opportunity we're going to have? And little did we know.
I know.
We'd really not have another opportunity.
Because we legit like discussed, we're just like, are we really going to spend all this on this? And we were like, yeah, we got it. We got to do it. We got
to
do it.
So anyway, thank you, Jason. We hope to see you at the next convention.
Oh, conventions. I miss conventions.
I do too.
So our next email comes from Corey Moore about rage. He says, howdy. I'm feeling a little bit of rage myself. You keep bringing up Tollywood options and then put the brakes on me. The Lex Lana Fireplace and injections would be great, especially the injections. I like that one. The Tollywood you've managed is the stuff of legends. You only have 30 Tollywood categories so far. What's a few more? FYI, on Monday, I'll be at the pilot episode, starting over with my rewatch and workout routine, so this would be a good time for me to tally up something. Well, that was a few weeks ago, Corey, so I'm sorry I missed you, but I'm sure you'll come back around to the pilot again. But he goes on to say, I had a great time listening to your rage review. I was out doing farm chores in the sun. It was perfect. I felt like Jonathan Kent, feeding animals, fixing things, chopping wood, etc. My favorite scene is the Thanksgiving table. Nuff said. Mm-hmm. Up. And away.
Whee.
Well, thanks, Corey. I don't know. We'll see. We're so late in the show. I'm hesitant to go back to more tally boards. But I don't know. What do you think, Lance? Injections?
I think if we're going to add one, injections would be the one.
Yeah. Leave the fireplace out. Leave the overpass out.
Yeah.
Because those are just objects that are there, mm-hmm. but injections are physical actions. I don't know.
What about a tally board of all the stuff that you took off the tally board?
No, Nick. This is why.
I'm not on the show.
This
okay,
is why,
no, I understand now.
It's not a suggestion. I did some communist country editing to some of the notes because at one point I had like a we thought we found an episode with no tally things and we added like kind of like what you're saying, like. And then was like, oh, that's its own category. No tally bar marks. So I was like, no, we're not gonna. So I just took it off. It was there, and we probably even still say it on the recording, but. But anyway, you know what? You know what, Corey? If you're listening, let's do the injections thing. Let's do it. That's the last one, though.
For now. But you should have 33.1 of them.
All right. Again, Nick. This is why.
I got to use my airtime as much as I can, guys.
Shoot your shot, man. Shoot your shot.
Next, we have a 5-star iTunes review from Shady DC. Subject line, I love it. 1, 2, 3, it's the place to be. The definitive Smallville podcast for fans or those interested in the show. Rich with info that goes beyond the episodes themselves. Zach and company have crafted a great commemorative look at the show that has given way for the superhero TV as it's known today. It also pays to be a film, comic book, and general pop culture enthusiast to get the little references and quips Zach and his compatriots make on their respective journeys through each episode. Heh, I get it. It's something I say to myself a lot on here. That's always fun. Keep at it, mates. Once we reach the finale, someone has to say, always hold on to, always hold on to, right?
Yeah. those little general pop culture knowledge, where, you know, sports, Ace Ventura, remember the Titans,
yep.
Star Wars, things of that nature. So I'm glad people are picking up what we're putting down when we say stuff like that. Especially Lance and I. There was the one where he had the soundboard. I remember
that was really
I was
funny.
Like, oh, I'm going to do the Fever.
Yeah.
One. I was like, you know what? I already spent a lot of time working on these. I don't think I can do this every episode. But that's another one I'll go listen to again, because just to hear what we did there, editing in the sound clips of our references. But thanks to the 5-star review, Shady DC. Very much appreciated.
All right. We have another 5-star review from DJ Duena. Always hold on to Zach. What a title. I've loved Smallville for the past 18 years, and I've loved this podcast for the past year. It takes an honest look at the show with all its highlights, but also its flaws. Zach is not a hype man. He generally loves the show, and he loves to criticize and nitpick. What time is it? What day is it? When it's necessary. Can't wait for the second half of the show, and afterwards he'll be forced to do Heroes.
Always on Heroes, y'all.
I actually watched Heroes up until the writer's strike, so I'm down for that show too. Just letting you know.
Oh, so you stopped watching Heroes as well. As
and then I got
See,
back on,
Nick
but it wasn't
show,
as good.
Nick, it would not finish. All the people are like, I hope you finish. You'd be like, well, I don't know. This guy in charge, he's not going to finish the job.
Well, no, it'll just be the same format here. I'm here for the first two seasons, and you guys finish it off.
We're here with mailbag number 3 and always telling the Heroes. Nick, welcome back.
Instead of the Monster of the Week, is the mailbox of the
We of haven't the heard of Nick in a few weeks.
Yep.
Months, how are you doing? All right. So, yeah, will you be on Heroes with me, Nick?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I'll make you talk about
that.
That
definitely had Asian American representation.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. Yatta.
Yatta.
Nissan Versa. All right, moving on. Let's go. Corey Morris.
Shout out to Ando, though.
Yeah, Ando.
Ando. Until they ruined him in season 3 like everything else. All right, email from... See, we have to do... See?
Yeah, we have to do it now.
5 minutes ago, I was like, do I have to do this? Like, you know... But now I'm like, oh, I'm fired up again. Because okay. So Corey Morris sends us another email. Again, Corey sends us a lot, so I'm just taking kind of bits and pieces of the many ones he sends in our back and forth. But he says, Static is the title. Zach, I graded the Static episode at a C+ because of the strength of Lance's incredible Bane impression.
You mean this, and talking in my Bane voice? Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate your liking of my voice.
He had me in tears. My God, that was hilarious.
My intention was not to make you cry.
Also, thanks for editing out the swear words. I was listening to some of the podcasts with my girls in the truck, and yes, I do have a blue-colored truck. Up, up, and away, Bane Moore.
Your name is Bane, but my name is Bane.
Yes,
I'm the one true Bane.
We are a family-friendly podcast here, so whenever...
But Bane is not family-friendly.
Wait, where did Lance
stadium.
Go?
It's... Innocent people. And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We are a family podcast, so whenever, you know, for comedic effect, drop some colorful metaphors every now and then, but always beep it out, because you never know who's listening.
I dropped a bomb on Gotham City, but it was thwarted by the
Look what you've done,
Corey.
Look
what
you did. I was going to say, look
what you
did. Can we get the next one just in the Bane voice?
Yeah, you're up next, Lance. Why don't you read this next 5-star iTunes review in your Bane voice? Go ahead. This is for you, Corey.
We have a 5-star iTunes review by Jessica Sorensen. It is titled, Love, Love, Love This Podcast. Personally, as Bane, I do not love anything, but I'm glad that Jessica loves the podcast. I don't normally write reviews, but this podcast has earned it. I've been a longtime fan of the show Smallville, and a frequent rewatcher of the show, and was browsing for more Smallville content when I stumbled upon this podcast. I enjoy Zach and his co-host comments on the show and occasionally find myself correcting them or adding my own comments while driving around in my car. How dare you? Correct Zachary and his co-hosts. Bane does not permit it.
Bane is editorializing the iTunes review now.
I enjoyed them bringing up things I never noticed before listening to the podcast. And I've even started noticing things myself rewatching the show with the podcast. Even though I've laughed them a couple of times in rewatching the show. You do not get to get ahead of Bane. Do you feel like you are in charge, Jessica? If you are a fan of Smallville like me, you need to listen to the podcast. It has given me a new perspective on the show and even made it more enjoyable to watch the series. The podcast helps fuel my obsession with the show. This is my favorite podcast to listen to, and I can't wait to hear and listen to Zach's perspective on the later seasons.
That was very good. Thank you, Bane.
You are very welcome.
You think you're the only one who could read a podcast review?
This was written not by Jessica Sorensen, but Commissioner Gooden. And I give this to you, the people.
Where's the trigger? You wouldn't give it to an assassin. Where is it? Where's the trigger? I should have punched this mask last time we fought. It would have gone a lot better for me.
All right, that's enough. That was great.
I didn't know you guys were going to go through the whole thing.
So that's what that feels like.
Anyways, so we have a Facebook message here from our friend Bernie Gerstmeyer. Hey guys, I just got told about your podcast. My 8th grade daughter and I have been binging Smallville on Hulu and are in season 10. Just listen to the pilot podcast because I know I'm still going to need my fix. Love the style of your podcast, and I'm sure it's only going to get better. I'm a huge Superman Smallville fan. Thanks so much for doing this for all of us.
Well, you're welcome, Bernie. And again, the family-friendly nature of the show, listening with your daughter, and listen to the pilot podcast. So we've come a long way.
We have.
Then Lance and we're like, oh, hi, I'm Zach, and this is Lance over here, and we're friends, and we like Smallville, and we're not going to use our last names because sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thinking. You know, it's like trying to keep some sense of anonymity, right? Yeah. That's what I found. It's like, you know what? People listen for you, right?
Yeah.
To a certain degree. So, like, you want to, like, you want to put some of yourself into the work as well, you know? So, and that's the way I see it. So, like, all these anecdotes we share and all of that's part of it. So, we're like, yes, you know, we talk about high school and stuff. Like, yeah, we went to Dulles High School in Sugar Land. Look us up.
Yep, look us up.
I'm sure you can find us.
Go Mighty Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's a senior.
He likes... Cornbread!
It plays the C-net!
C-net?
You know?
Anyway. We have a five-star iTunes review from Dave Bratt, titled, I Am Superman. This is what he has to say. Into Smallville, this is the podcast for you, especially given Smallville's upcoming 20th anniversary. Well, that makes us all feel old, Dave. Mm-hmm. So let's see, if I was a freshman in high school and...
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the review.
Absolutely. All right, next we have another five-star iTunes review from an NPC. Smallville Will Never Die, subject title. I can't believe I finally found someone who loves the show as much as I do. I've been rewatching it on Hulu. If you watch Smallville, this podcast is for you.
There you go, Hulu. Hulu again.
Yeah,
Hulu.
I'm telling you guys, you send an email. Just say, this is how many viewers we have, or this is how many listeners we have.
Nick, that's all well and good, but Disney owns Hulu now.
Yeah.
So they're not going to give us anything.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgot about that. Maybe if anything, they'll shut you guys down.
Didn't you see Mickey on South Park?
I did not.
That's probably how he's feeling.
Oh, okay.
Make this quick, Randy. I'm really stressed out over here. It's hilarious.
All right, we have an email from Romello Malone titled Smallville. Hi, Zach. My name is Romello Malone, and I'm a huge Superman fan. And my favorite Superman movies are Superman, 1978, Superman II in 1980, Superman II, the Richard Donner cut from 2006, and The Man of Steel 2013. My favorite Superman TV show is Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, from 93 to 97, Superman, the animated series, from 96 to 2000, and Smallville, of course, from 01 to 2011. My gosh, that does make me feel old. I started listening to your podcast sometime around November 2020, and I think you and the people you have as guests do a good job discussing Smallville. My first exposure to the series was in season 4, episode 12, Pariah, on ABC Family back in 2005. Oh yeah, ABC Family.
ABC Family. So many people found the show because of that.
Yeah. And the first scene I saw was when Clark found Alicia dead in her barn, and Lois...
No!
Wait, was that a spoiler? And Lois helping Clark finding the killer with sand powers. I listen to your podcast almost every day, and my favorite episode for the podcast was episode 145, which reviewed, I guess, episode 100, season 5, episode 12, Reckoning.
It's a lot of numbers there.
Yeah. And I like that you and Trisha Ennis talked how Lana should have left the show and let Lois be fully Lois Lane. What I think should have happened when Lois first appeared in Smallville is Lana Lang in season 3. She found out about Clark being an alien from Krypton, and both are in a relationship, and at the end of that season, it doesn't work out. And Lana goes to Paris, like in the finale, and we don't see her again until maybe the 8th season, when Clark is an adult. My idea of what happens with Lois Lane in Smallville is when she first appears. Clark and Lois don't like each other in the beginning of the 4th season, but they grow closer and become friends in the 5th season. Clark and Lois are dating, but they have an on and on again relationship because Clark is trying to protect Lois and is scared if Lois knows about Clark having superpowers, and as an alien from another planet, she'll be in danger, and Clark's enemies will use her to get to him. And when Clark breaks up with Lois for the first time, she ends up dating Clark's former friend, now turned enemy, Lex Luthor. In the next season, Lois marries Luthor, but gets back together with Clark later because she finds out Clark's secret and keeps it to herself and doesn't tell him until he decides to reveal his powers to her, and the relationship continued and grew stronger. Another idea I had with Smallville was when Professor Emil Hamilton appears in the show, he is Clark's new ally and sidekick that helps him with crypto freaks and aliens when Chloe leaves and is not the show anymore until the final episode of the 10th season. Those are my ideas of what I think should happen in Smallville TV show. Can't wait to listen to more of your discussion on Smallville on your podcast, and I hope you finish season 6 and will do for the rest of the series.
All right, well, that's a great email, Romello. Some good fan fiction there. I definitely think if you're going to have Lex and Lois, you can't have Lex and Lana, so you got to choose, you know, because then it's like, come on. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, traditionally in the comics, and even in Lois and Clark, right? Just Lex and Lois has been a thing, so there's a precedent for that. But yeah, you know, I think obviously seeing what they did with Lana after season 3, she should have gone to Paris for a while and
yeah,
maybe come. You know, it's tough because you want to keep actors around. You want people to lose their jobs because of story decisions, but the stuff gets stagnant. And then they do leave years later, and mm-hmm. the same effect. It's just 5 years later.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, definitely the Lois being Lois, right? It's something that we're slowly getting into now in season 6, earlier than I thought, actually. Mm-hmm. But it's like 3 steps forward, 5 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
With her, as we'll find out the more we go through season 6. But no, thanks for the email. Next, we have a iTunes review from JustinMD24 called Great Podcast. He says, Smallville is one of those shows that never got old and is always great to watch years later. I am happy to find somewhere where someone shares the same thoughts, ideas, and enjoyment of the show. Highly recommend. So there you go, Nick. It doesn't get old. It's always great to watch, even years later. So that to answer your initial question there. So thanks so much for that 5-star review.
All right, and next we have an email from Jasmine Miguel. Subject title is Season 6, Episode 10, Hydro, Tom in the Green Arrow Suit. Hi, Zach. I'm not sure if you've recorded the Hydro episode yet, but I found some interesting information regarding Tom wearing the Green Arrow Suit. I don't know whether you or any of the crew have watched the recent Speedy Comics Virtual Con, where Tom talked about it. So this is either old news or something you might find interesting. Tom mentioned how he hated wearing the suit. And how
Shocker.
And how everyone else incorrectly assumed he would fit in Justin's costume. Well yeah. Tom and Erica also talked about Erica seeing Tom in the suit. And Tom said Erica's reaction alternated between trying to be supportive and sympathetic to laughing at Tom because she could see how much he hated it. That sounds about right. I guess we now know it's not just the Superman costume he has issues with. I previously listened to an interview Justin Hartley did when he was still on Smallville, and he mentioned Tom wearing the costume. Justin said he had another suit in a larger size that they could add padding to, I guess, for fight scenes. Justin joked he needed a belt to wear it because it was too big for him, but it was good fit for Tom. Did you get to watch the Speedy Comics panel? It's possibly my favorite one to date. May have only been Tom, Michael, and Erica, but they shared a lot of new information, such as favorite seasons, directors, new pranks, school reports, whether they would cameo on Superman and Lois, Tom continually teasing Erica because she kept losing her internet connection, and Tom cracking jokes the entire time. I hope you're all staying safe, and I'm looking forward to a fresh episode. Kindest regards, Jasmine McGill.
All right. No, I haven't watched that Speedy Comics panel. You know, sometimes it's hard to keep up with all these Smallville panels now.
Yeah, I know. Right? Especially like, all these virtual panels. I've made the most of some of these virtual cons. I've kind of checked in on and out on right. some various things. So it's been convenient, but it's definitely the new normal.
Well, and that's fun to see that they're telling newer stories and different stories. Because I mean, part of the reason why I'm not like as tuned in as maybe I would have been or used to be. Was like, yeah, I know pretty much what they're gonna say, and I've heard them all. Like, if we're at a convention, it's one thing, but it's like, oh, look, it's online, and they're saying the same things they said that I've heard on Rosamond's podcast five times already. But, I think what I've learned about Tom is that he's surprisingly insightful about like remembering stuff. He's like, oh yeah, yes. There was that episode, and oh yeah, I remember this, and you know, Michael likes to goof around and stuff, and you know, he's great at that. But Tom. And Tom likes to have fun, too, but Tom will actually be the one to kind of, like, bring it back.
Yes.
Which is, I didn't expect that. Talking about Tom, I hope they didn't scar him from wearing a Superman costume. He's probably was like, you know, maybe I'll do it. And then he's like, I don't know, that one episode I was a Green Arrow, I hated how everybody treated me. I'm never wearing a Superman costume now. So maybe that was the one. So, no, we have not recorded Hydra yet. We will. Before Spoiler you hear it, obviously, because that's how it works. So anyway, there you go. And that was the last. That was the last message in the mailbag. Mailbag is emptied. And again, thank you to everyone who sent us an email, a message on social media, left us an iTunes review. Obviously, so we got through most of them here. And again, if you didn't hear yours, trust that it has been read and is appreciated. So there you go. Any final thoughts, guys?
No, thank you for your emails. Thank you for your support of the show, and thank you for your support of Zach.
And always, hold on to Arrow at Do Not Fail Our Pod on Twitter.
That too.
Also, isn't there like a new podcast that's coming up as well with you, Lance?
Oh, yeah. I am the new co-host of Nerd Party News. We're over at the Nerd Party. You can find us at thenerdparty.com and on Twitter at Join Nerd Party.
Yeah, I need to talk to Lance about this. This isn't, part of his contract is to not, not be hosting his own shows outside of the network here. No, this is great. No, definitely go check it out. He's co-hosting with Mike Schindler, who's a mutual friend of ours who I met on the Trek FM days.
Yep.
Actually, Mike's the first guy who got me on Trek FM. And we became friends going to the Star Trek conventions and whatnot. So it's fun. They just dropped their first episode. Actually, the week of Your Hero, This Mailbag, they even dropped their first episode. So go check it out. It's a weekly news show.
Yeah.
About nerd news. So I'm going to listen to it.
Appreciate it.
Definitely down.
Yeah. So, and I'm not just saying that. I will.
And I always want to say thank you for always having me on the show. It's always fun.
You're always here, Nick.
So. Yeah.
Thanks for being a good sport about us giving you a hard time. I know we laugh about it, but I'm like, I don't want to be like, it's all for fun.
And what's really funny is we say this every single time. So
yeah. Well, I feel bad because we're joking around. Like if we were hanging out all together, we'd be have a few laughs and move on. But these, you know, we're in this vacuum of the internet. Like, what? These are horrible people. What did this poor guy ever do to them other than like do their artwork for their podcast? So that's right. And if you guys don't know, the initial podcast artwork for Obviously on Spubble, Nick put together for me. So I was very proud of that. And that's part of his little. Little tag on the wall of weird as well. Little face of me. How better to celebrate yourself on the wall of weird than an animated version of me? that you drew.
So. No, it's okay. It's fine. I'm looking forward to seeing that DC picture of all of us as superheroes and supervillains.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll figure that out. Yeah, I gotta pull that out, and that'll be fine. I'll post that on the social media, obviously. But yeah, you're Sir Lance Laster on all your social medias.
I am.
And you're Nick Ryan.
Yes, I'm Nick Ryan on Twitter and also on Instagram at nickryan.jpg.
Nickryan.bmp.
No, JPG.
It's GIF.
MOV. MP4.
I also casually stream now on Twitch. I just hit
this guy.
Yeah, I officially hit affiliate last week.
And so now you do this for video games?
I do it for video games, but the niche that I have, the reason why I was able to hit it, it's going back to the Smallville days. I am replaying some games on neopets.com. If you guys ever heard of that website, a really old website.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's very important.
Well, 20 years ago, it was a fad for a lot of people. And it's still going on, so I'm playing the old Flash games before they die in December, and we'll see what happens in the next year or so, but I do other games as well, and that's twitch.tv/Nick_Ryan, because Nick Ryan was taken already, so, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for helping me get through the mailbag.
No problem.
Way more fun when you guys are here, and way less work for me. So it's a win-win for all involved, other than Nick, who gets a hard time every time he shows up.
But,
you know, we'll have you back on the podcast proper one of these days, Nick.
Give me the
green light when you're caught up to where we are in the show.
I will definitely do that.
People are like, whatever. Yeah, I wonder if people think, like, you know, that person used to be on the show a lot, but they're gone, but they have a falling out or something. But that's what I think. Like, if you're like, yeah, what, these guys seem like all these buddies, and they just disappeared. What happened to them, right? this is what you think. So Nick is here. Look, it's like that scene in Toy Story where I'm Woody and you're Buzz Lightyear's arm. Like, hey, guys, I'm Buzz. I'm okay.
I love that.
All right. Well, more on Zach on Twitter. That's me. Always Smallville with 1S on Twitter. Always on the Smallville. And, of course, you can send us an email, as many of you did, obviously, at alwaysmallville@gmail.com, once again with 1S. And we'll be back next time, continuing our Season 6 coverage. But until then, always hold on to Smallville. Always on the Smallville is brought to you by listeners like you. Chris Fuchs, Cavalante Chillis, Darren Kirsch, Lex Ledger, Joy Dunberg, JJ Hodges, DJ Duena, Jason Skipper, Mateo Jarrell Santiago, Casey Cochran, Nathan McKenzie, Tim Miller, Thomas Navin, Joe McIndoe, Steve Rogers, John Curcio, Atif Sheikh, Molly Figueroa, Trayvon Brady, Mike Franz, Dylan D'Antonio, Mariana Sachi, Rachel Miller, Andrew Parker, James Lee, Jonathan England, Adam Sullins, Joe Michael, Nathan Rothatcher, Zachary Burkhalter, Corey Moore, Dallas Hernandez, Nick Ryan Magdoza, Eddie Bissell, Jim Thomas, Nicholas Fansler, Catherine Caldwell, Will Hunt, Clunk Kent, Patricia Carrillo, Tom Gerke, Nicholas Coso, Jared Gibbs, Erica Flynn, Anthony Anderson, Jasmine Magelli, and Keith Falls. Thank you so much to all these patrons, and you too can become a patron by going to patreon.com/alwaysmallville with 1S. Hope to see you there.